We're gonna pick up where we were last week, and we'll see if maybe we could wrap up the whole topic, Dinan Machusa, today. So we ended off, what we're discussing now is Dinan Machusa Lagabi, the Chiv to pay taxes. So the way the Gemara comes out is the Gemara is talking about a Moiches. And we said that a Moiches is someone that buys the right to collect the tax from the king. And it says over there three cases that you're allowed to hide the tax from the king. The Gemara asks a case that you're allowed to be noider to a moiches to tell him that it's truma to avoid paying him. The Gemara says you're allowed to, any money that a moiches has, you can assume is geneva. You're allowed to wear shatnez to avoid, you're allowed to wear, not shatnez, but you're allowed to wear clothing to cross the border so they shouldn't catch you. So, frek the Gemara, why are you allowed to do these shtick to avoid paying the taxes to the moiches? Dina de machusa, dina. The moiches is the tax collector.
He's the collector.
Even though he bought the right to the cat, he bought the right from the king to collect the tax, presumably at a certain type of rate. So Mimela, it says you're allowed to avoid it. In fact, the Gemara, Dina Mochazadina, the law is you have to pay the tax. So the Gemara says two tirutzim, that we're talking about a moiches who's dishonest. Either he was Oymin Me'elov, he just decided that he's going to do it, and then afterwards he'll work it out with the king, but he never got reshus from the king to do it, or he is in La Kitzva, that he's not a fair tax collector. The Gemara gives a third teretz, and the Gemara says he's talking about a moiches who's a goy. And by moiches goy, since he bought the right to the taxes, it's considered hafkas halva, not gzela, to avoid paying the taxes. Now, what's the difference hafkas halva and gzela? Hafkas halva means that the halach is by a goy, is that if you borrow money, you don't have to pay it back. You don't have to pay a goy, a chayv, that you owe a goy. That's the halach. But gzeilas akum zos, you're not allowed to steal flat out from a guy, but you're not allowed to do hafkas halva, which means that you're just not paying back a choiv that you owe. So, by the way, and we spoke out last week, that's poshut. If you go into a store, buy an item, and now I don't have to pay, I already owe the item, I just owe you money. Now that I owe you money, I don't have to pay. No, that's gzeila, because you went in and you took the thing without paying for it. That's poshut, that's gzeila. But we're talking about just a choiv, you don't have to pay. So therefore, if the moiches, if the tax collector, what happened with the tax collector? He laid out money for you, basically, essentially. He laid out money on your behalf. When he bought the rights, or, he paid up everyone's taxes in advance, and now he's going to collect from you. He laid out money for you. Now you owe him the money. You don't have to pay him. Afkas alva. So, it's no chil Hashem involved, yeah. So now, the Gemara says, okay, now, you asked last week, Nassan asked last week, a bamkash, it was bothering me the whole week, that this teretz at Hafkas Halva, that's very good to say that you're allowed to avoid paying him the taxes. Let's say you can wear it to cross the border, that case, okay. But what about the case that says you're allowed to flat out, you're allowed to be noider laharogin, you're allowed to be make a neder, a false neder, to say this stuff is not taxable income, whatever, this stuff is truma. So how could you say that? If one thing, you don't have to pay it as hafkas halva, but how could you go ahead and make a neder l'sheker based on the hafkas halva? Who cares hafkas halva? But l'maisa, you owe him the money. It's just that if you don't, you can avoid paying it, but you owe it to him. So how could you make a neder on that? So Taka, the Rashba and Baba Kama asked this kasha, and the Rashba changes the girsa. And basically the Rashba says that this ukimta is only going on the other two kashas, not going on this last case. So according to the Rashba, you're not allowed to lie to do hafkas halva, which makes a lot of sense. You're not allowed to be noider to do hafkas halva, but you're allowed to avoid it, but you can't flat out be noider. That's the Rashba's Shita in the Gemara. Fine. Good. The way we left off last week is based on this, is that the Gemara says clearly that a moiches, a guy who buys the taxes from the government, you don't have to pay him the tax. He's going to come knocking on your door. Listen, I paid up your tax last week. Now your chiv is to me. I'm collecting the tax. Oh, sorry. You shouldn't have laid out the money. Now it's your problem. Of course, I'll fine. Shaila that we left off with, which is the more nagia Shaila, what about the chiv taxes to the king himself? The chiv tax to the king himself. Can you decide I'm not paying it because it's a chiv? I owe him the money, but it's a chayv. Or do you say no? It's gzelo. I mean, you live in his country. Memela, there's no het. The Gemara is not saying it's afkas halva not to pay the taxes to the king. The Gemara is talking about to pay to the cat tax collector. What about to the king himself? So in order to fully address this question, let's just go the other way. Let's address the question, then we'll give the background. This is a mavur in the Shulchan Aruch on page 8. Okay? Page 8 is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses this beferish. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shulchan Aruch says that in Vav, but let's just start from the third wide line. It says over there, Veloyoid. First of all, what if the Moiches has money? He's collecting money. He's not a gazan. Veloyoid Ela Shama Avriach Meches Zeh. If you avoid paying the tax, Oiver Ali Sigzal. It's Beferish Gzela. Because you're stealing from the king, Bein Shai Melech Yisrael, Bein Shai Melech Goy, which soon we'll get back to what the Mechaber is bothered with, that he has to speak out whether it's a Jewish king or not Jewish king. What's the chiddush? So we'll have to get back to that. But he says Befer. So here I have open Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch that it's Gzela to not pay the tax that you owe. And furthermore, if a Yid bought the right to collect taxes, Hamavriach. Atzmai hareza goizel, Yisrael shakano. You're stealing from the Yid that bought it. It's gzela. Skip the Rama. Aval im kano o goy. But if a goy buys it, mishum dava avkos halva, mutar dava avkos halva. The shorim makan like a roshem. So the Mechaber paskins clearly that to pay, not avoiding to pay taxes, is gzela. Okay. What?
But he said,
"Havkos halva." It's the goy bought it. Right. But in our case, right. Anyway, it's not so nageh. That so he's learning. The Gemara is just talking about if the goy bought the rights, that's havkos halva. Right. But to the chiv taxes to the king is gzela. Yeah. Now you'll ask me, well, what happens? What happens if stamazoy? I borrow $100 from a goy and I sell the choiv to a yid. So now, can And the goy sells the choiv to a yid. So now Reuven borrows money from John, and John sells it to now Shimon. So Shimon's going to come collect the money from Reuven, and Reuven's going to say, "One second, you bought that choiv? I wasn't planning on paying that choiv." So just like I could have told the goy, "I'm not paying you," I could also tell you, "I'm not paying you. You're not better than the goy. You just bought the rights that the goy had. So Mamel, you're not better than the goy. And since the goy, I didn't have to pay him, I don't have to pay you either. So what's the halacha?" So clearly,
if you have to pay the king, then you have to.
Oh, so clearly the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber is saying that he seems to hold that no, it's the same level, it's the same thing. That you could say that
since I'm not paying back the king,
I'm not paying you. But he says if it's gzela not to pay back a Jew who bought the tax, obviously it's also gzela not to pay the king back the tax. Because if you could tell the king, I'm not going to pay you, then why can't you tell the yid that bought it, I'm not going to pay you? Right. So clearly, if the Gemara says you have to pay the yid that bought it, you also have to pay the king himself. That's what the Vilna Gaon is mazer. But he says, Hagav, look at the Ramah. Now the Ramah changes it. V'yesh Oimrim says the Ramah. Some say that filu ha-moiches Yisrael, even if it's a moiches is a Jew, loy kanoi la'atzmai ragoy v'lamelech, if you're just collecting for the king, avagav da'osu la'avriach mikarach dina d'malchus, you should pay it. Mikomokom im odam avriach ein la'moiches lochav oisoy litein, you should not, you don't have to help him pay it. Da'ava kafkos halva osoy d'shari. So here in the Ramah paskins, that paying the chiv to pay taxes to the king is hafkos halva. It's just a chiv that you have and you don't have to pay it. It's afkas alva, meaning you don't have to pay it. It's just a loan that he has. You owe him the money, but you don't have to pay. So
to the king or to the
king even.
Even to the king.
Yeah.
The first half one says also because of the king.
Yeah. So the goyin says he doesn't understand what he means. It's also to make a shvua, but it's not also not to do it. That's what the goyin says.
Shvua will be also because it's a stam because
it's a shekel. No, I'm saying it's not so partial. I'm saying that's the Rashi with Girsa. So he says that's what it means. I'm saying the goyin says he doesn't understand where this Mechaber is coming from. I'm saying the goyin asks on this Mechaber that there's no Rishon that holds like this. The Rishonim that the Ramah holds just hold that it's also to make a Shvua, but Avada they hold that you can do Afkas Avada the king himself. And that's the Chara the Pashas New Yishonim, so it's hard to read this.
When it comes to that moment.
Right, you have to do it, but it's of course halva l'maisa, not if you don't. So, it's not gzela, in other words.
What about a case when you have a Jewish king, but a goy buys the rights? And then he sells it to a Jew.
Okay, it's getting too complicated. Let's just stick to what...
It all depends on the king.
Right.
The king, then...
Okay, so... let me get back to it. Maybe we'll talk afterwards. I want to stay because we have a lot to cover still. So, b'kitzur, the Ramah seems to say that the chiyuv to pay taxes is just a chayv, and therefore, if you don't pay it, it's afkas salva. You're avoiding to pay a chayv, and you don't have to pay it. So, this comes out. The Ramah brings down from Yesh Oimer. The Lamaisa, theoretically, if you're not going to lie, because we have the Rashi that says you're not allowed to lie, but theoretically, if you could avoid it, then it's afkas salva, and you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to pay the tax according to the Ramah. That's what comes out. So the Mechaber says it's Gzela, but the Ramah seems to say it's Afka Salva, and it's just a Chiv that you have, and Memela, it's Mutter, to avoid to pay the tax. Now, in Mice, it's not so posh nowadays, by the way, because nowadays, there's first of all, there's a Chil Hashem aspect involved.
There's fines.
And what?
There's fines, usually.
What does fines have to do with it?
That means not only are you going to pay what you're supposed
okay,
to pay,
fine. Man, that's your own personal cheshbon. But the point is, the point is that, what?
You don't have to pay the fines either.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Exactly. Well,
right.
Then they put you
in. Right. So the point is, though, is that if a person avoids paying the tax, and the part of the reason they're not just avoiding to pay the tax, they're also trying to get extra services. They're trying to, you know, this is all hafkas halva. But there's another thing, is that you're getting money back. You're getting the money, the government's paying out of their pocket to you, right? Income credits and different things. So a credit that they're paying to you, that's not afkas salva already, that's for sure gzela. If you're taking something that's not coming to you, then that's for sure gzela. There's no issue about that. Here we're just straight up talking about the afkas salva, not paying the tax.
You mean taking an illegal tax credit? Saying that you, paid for somebody to watch your kids and you didn't, then here's my invoice and it's...
I'm not talking about lying. I'm just talking about not reporting income. I'm not talking about lying.
At the same time, you're
withholding.
But withholding information. But if you're withholding information, and because of that they're going to give you money, it could be that that's for sure gzela. It depends how it works. You can ask every... They'll say no, the income credit you're getting anyway. So that you're not, and just the question is, do you owe the tax? So it really is afkas salva. I don't know. If you have 10 kids, so you're getting this much money back. Now the question is, do you owe taxes? So if it equals out, then it equals out. It's not the pshat that you're doing gzela.
They limit it based on how much income you have.
What?
They limit it based on how much income you have.
That's true.
How much income you have.
Right, so some people said, well, that's not the lumdus. That the lumdus is you're getting this much better. Whatever. Anyway, but Kipshutai, this whole Shaila.
Is that you're saying 30,000 and you're only 100,000 isn't actively lying?
I don't know if that's actively lying.
That's not withholding information. I'm asking, there's a line item on there how much money you're making.
So
it's wrong.
Well?
If there's one thing that you're not giving them, you're not showing them your income from a certain job, there still is a line where they says, okay,
right.
And how much money did you make?
If that's lying, good. Now the question is, what's the yisod of this machlokes, whether it's geneva or whether it's hafka salva? Because it seemingly should make sense that it is hafka salva. They put on a new. They decided you owe them 30% of your income. Okay. So where would it become out gzela? What's pshat in the mechaber? What's posh pshat in the mechaber? Then the mechaber says it's gzela, not to pay it. How could it be gzela? Gzela is going in there and taking money, not paying a tax. How is that gzela?
Because you agreed when you moved into this area.
I agreed. So I also agreed that when I borrowed the money, I'm going to pay you back, but I don't have to. Agreeing doesn't make it gzela. So
what's the reason why when you have a chov, why you don't have to pay it back?
It's a pasuk.
Just a pasuk.
Just, yeah. So the meaning, there's no svar in me. It doesn't seem like there's a svar. Yeah. So now, to understand this machlokes, I want to go into the etzem, which we never really discussed. The etzem, whole inyan, of what's the chiyuv to pay taxes and to listen to the government altogether. We listen to the Torah, right? You have a chiyuv to listen to the Torah, that I understand. Why you have a bechlal chiyuv to listen to the government? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah I should listen to the government? It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Where does this whole dina de malchusa come from? So this is a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran and other Rishonim. So now let's go back to the beginning of the pamphlet, page 3. Page 3 is the Rambam. So the Rambam is talking about this whole inyan of the taxes and the tax collector. Zok the Rambam. B'med dvar mamurim, who are we talking about that this whole taxes is b'melech shemitivoy matbeyo yoytzei b'oysei aratzis. We're talking about a king whose currency is accepted in the land. The way currency used to work is you had a piece of silver that was stamped by the king. Now, I accept it because I don't think it's forged because the king stamped it. So that means everyone in the country agrees that if the king stamps the coin, we accept his money. That means you're accepting his authority to determine that the money is currency. So he's printing currency. Sharei hiskimu alav b'nei oisa ha'aretz. So therefore, since everyone agrees to his money, everyone that moves in agreed that
he's in charge
and you're an eved to the king. So in other words, he's understanding the Rambam that it's an agreement that everyone came in understanding that we're under the authority of the king. We're under the authority of the king, and if there's a, I might take back. There was a folder where I was sitting over there. There's a king, and you accept his authority, and therefore, it's just an accepted thing. You have to accept his laws. And similar to that is the Rashbam that we shkoyach. We had a Rashbam in a previous pamphlet, the Rashbam of Bava Basra, in Daf Nandalad Amud Beis. The Rashbam says that the Yisod of Dina de Malchusa is like this, is Hodam Rishmol Dina de Malchusa Dina. Here, Dina. Why? Shekol bnei hamalchus mekablim aleihem mirtzoinam chukei hamelach umishpatav vehilkach din gomerhu. Because everyone accepted upon themselves the rules of the land. So this is the mahalach of the Rashbam and the Rambam, that it's basically everyone accepted upon themselves to go ahead and accept whatever the laws that have to be done for the social benefit of the people and etc. We accept upon ourselves these laws and to accept the laws of the country, because if we're not going to accept the laws of the country, everyone's going to Isha Surei or Chaim Beloy, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So therefore we accept that there should be a binding authority that everyone should listen to, because I want my neighbor to listen to it. So if I want my neighbor to listen to it, I'm going to also mishab myself to listen to it. That's the Rambam and the Rashbam. But the Ran in the Darim, the next page, on page 4, says a different lumdis for the whole chiv of Dina de Malchus Adina. Over there it's where it's underlined. He says the cost of Bataisvis. The dafka b'malchei oivdei koychovim, Omar dina de malchus adina. It's only by a non-Jewish king, and not by a Jewish king. Why? Bipnei shaharetz shaloi. Because the point of dina de malchus adina is he owns the land. V'yochol loymar lohem, and the king could tell you, im loy tasu mitzvasi, you don't want to follow my laws? Get out of here. Garish eschem min aretz. Okay, so Zakhtar Ran, that the lumdus, the point of Dina Malchus Adina is you're living in the country, the guy in charge is the king, and you wanna live here, you gotta follow my rules. So essentially, it's like a Tanai living here, just like a landlord. He can make a Tanai with you. You wanna live here, you gotta mow the lawn. You wanna live here, you gotta pay the heat and the electric and the water. You wanna live here, pay the taxes, and follow the laws. So according to the Ran, it's a Tanai, it's like a rent. He's in charge of the land, he owns the land, and therefore, if he owes the land, you're living there, you got to follow the rules. What?
So it's not alone in this case? It's that he's giving you...
So that's what we're going to get to. So before we get to back here, but there's a lot of nafkaminas between the Ran and the other understanding. Okay, is it clear, the two understandings? Is it like a social thing that everyone accepted upon themselves? Or is it a real thing that the old king owns the land and he's charging you rent, or he's making rules that you have to agree to? So first of all is what the Ran says in the next line. The Ran says... that, and this is a widely used concept, is that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to pay taxes. Because Eretz Yisrael does not belong to the king. What's the king going to say? You don't get out of here, because if you don't follow my rules, you can't live here. I have a right to live here. Eretz Yisrael's mine. I'm from Shevet Dan. I'm allowed to live wherever I want. Right? So any Yid is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the government going to tell you? You're not allowed to live here unless you follow my rules. Every Yid has a right to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Dr. Ran,
you can live in jail too. I mean, you know,
what?
You can live in jail.
You can live in jail.
If you don't follow the rules, they can force
me to get out of here. Where?
No, in Eretz Yisrael.
What do you mean? But I have a right to it.
Yeah, you have a right to live there in the jail.
Who are they to say that I don't have a right to live wherever I want?
It's not about Israel is like the nation. We're talking about the land.
The land is mine. It belongs to every Jewish person. Has a plot in Israel.
Who's that?
Why?
Because he collected taxes.
Okay, so the Gemara asks a shaila about that. The Gemara says, "Kol masha kalsav b'mitzvah samelch melech mutabul melech
rasa." Couldn't you say that in the United States?
No, because they could. I have no etzim right to live here.
You have a right, as an American citizen, you have a right to
George Washington conquered the land, and the government, okay, we'll see what how it works. But theoretically, in the old lands, it would belong to the King of England, then you want to live here, follow my rules, now get out of here. It's his land, he owns it. So according to that, it will be a big nafkamina, then Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to pay, according to the Ran. But according to the Rambam, and according to the Rashbam, it's the same thing, Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael. Bottom line is, it's a social agreement that everyone has to agree to the rules. And more than that, is that even though there are certain sects that don't what is the lashon? Recognize the government, right? The Turkarta, or whatever, they don't recognize the government. According to them, it's like a bunch of pirates that just go over and it's not really, it's not a government. So the thing is like this. So I heard a Gashmaka Ha'ara, that the Rambam says over here is that anyone, any king who has currency, and you accept the currency, then you have to accept the laws. Now, the halach is, now most things, it doesn't make a difference if you accept the currency halachically or not, because you can use shava kesef. So for most things, shava kesef is kesef. But the halach is by maaser sheni. If you want to redeem maaser sheni, one of the trumas in maaser is maaser sheni. If you want to be paid the maaser sheni, the Gemara says it has to be kesef. You can't redeem it with shava kesef. So, lemaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, how are you going to redeem maaser sheni? With a shekel chadash, good. So that's only the currency. So it means you have to accept it as a currency.
Everyone
accepted the currency to be paid the ma'aser sheni. So, according to that, the Torah Kartach are going to have a hard time being paid the ma'aser sheni, because if you accept it, then according to the Rambam, then you have to accept the laws. So if you accept the currency, so lemaisa.
So how can Rabbi Yehuda say this and it's in public?
Say what?
They should say
this.
Then
everyone
knows
that
they don't
use any.
So now, that's
American currency works a bit too.
Where?
In Israel.
But only between Shava Kesef. Right, in Ribbis, in Hilchos Ribbis, it's considered Shava Kesef, Kipshuta. Not Kesef. Shava Kesef means it's something which is worth money, but it's not the actual currency. The currency is the Shekel, Kipshuta.
At some point, people bought like houses only with American.
I know, but it's not true anymore, first of all. And it's a bit shy in Hilchos Ribbis. Now, number two, there's another nafkamina. What about a law? Let's finish, we have a couple minutes. What about a law that's not related to the land directly? A traffic law, whatever.
Pay a fine for
or whatever, anything that we discussed, Yerusha, you know, rent, Yerusha, bankruptcy, any of these things.
Right.
So all the things that we talked about. So according to the Ran, it has no shaykhis. They have a right to charge you rent for living in their land. Who says they can start? If I have a house, I can start deciding to make the random tannaim with you. You can only live in my house if you also drive carpool for my kid. I mean, you can't make up random things that have nothing to do with your kipshuta. It has nothing to do with your ownership. Okay, but the Ran seems to say that it's like a rent. So if it's like a rent, so it has to go into whatever shaykh to the karka. Okay, the Amshah Shloim and others say, no, you can make whatever tonight he wants. But then kipshuta, it should have to do with the karka directly. So that would mean that according to the Ran, like a zoning laws, that would have to do with the karka. Rent control that we talked about, that would be stronger in the Ran. But Zaytiga laws would have nothing to do with it. Okay, right. So that's we're going to get to that. And according to the Rashbam, and the other Shita, then Faker, if anything, the social laws are more important. The tax, why would we want there to be tax? We really wouldn't. But just since we need a governing body to accept the laws, we accept the tax also. That's according to the Ran. Now, interesting one. What about if you're only visiting the land? What about if you're visiting and there's like a visiting tax or something? Like in Eretz Yisrael, there was like when you leave, if you're a tourist, you have to pay like a tax for all the sales tax items you used to buy. So according to the Ran,
it's actually a refund.
In Costa Rica, you have to pay an exit tax.
No, there's some taxes. Okay, fine. But I'm saying whatever the case, if you're only visiting, according to the Ran, you have no shaykhus to the law of the land. Because I'm not renting from him. But according to the Rashbam, it could be even if you're visiting, you have to, because they accept it upon themselves that whoever comes to them, they're also going to tell them the laws. If you have your guests and you have a homeowners association with rules, your guests are meshubet to those rules too, because you've accepted those rules. So according to the Rashbam, it could be that even guests would have to do it.
How does the Rashbam look at the fact that when you're in a city as a resident or a guest, there are services, so you have...
So here we go. Here's where we go like this. Is that the by the way, is that the Chasam Sofer says, it's a very interesting thing, is that the Chasam Sofer says that even though the Ran says you don't have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael because the taxes are for the rent, but even the Ran agrees to the Rashbam that there are social, in Eretz Yisrael you could have the social aspect. So therefore the non-taxes, the social laws could be that those taxes do apply in Eretz Yisrael.
Meaning that people accept
it. Yeah, because they still accept it upon themselves because they also want that protection. So it could be you also have the other one in Eretz Yisrael, even if... Now, before we get to what you're saying,
you decide that the country is not really the ruler is not the ruler of the land. Like you said, the government is not really the government. It's not true.
Okay, let's talk about that. Fine. You ask them why. So the shadows. What about in a democracy? This is all very good in France and England when King George the whatever was running the land. He owned it physically, and he was allowing you to live in his land. But a democracy doesn't work like that. The United States government doesn't own the land. Fakir, they're not allowed to kick you off. They can force you to sell it to them, but they can't kick off the land and get you off the land. They don't own the land at all in a democracy. And in a democracy, so it would seem like in a democracy, the Rashbam is much stronger, right? The Rashbam and the Rambam Svar is much stronger because basically what happened is that we've all come together. We've decided that these elected officials are representing our needs.
We the people.
Right? And officially, they're representing our needs. And therefore, it's like a shutvis. And the halacha is by any shutvis, is that when you go by roiv, let's say you're a shutvis in a company, there's 8 shutvis. 6 of them decide to go into this venture, and 2 of them don't want to. So all of a sudden, you can only invest 60% of the money? No, because you're in a shutvis, so you're in a shutvis, you got to follow the roiv. So therefore, in a democracy, really, everyone is an equal shutif in what's going on, and there's different levels of government. But the government is just representing your needs. So kipshutai, the Rashbam, is much stronger in a democracy. Okay? Now, the Ran is much weaker, because the Ran, you're not here to pay the king rent, because he doesn't own the land anyway. So l'chor you have to say is that even if according to the Ran would agree that in a democracy this is the way it works. Because it's poshut, it's taka like that. It's like a real shotvis. So to the point that I heard from Rav Herschel Schechter, that he said he wanted to say that, I don't think most people go like this, but he wanted to, I asked someone else, he said it's not really accepted, but it's an interesting svara, is that he wanted to say that that in a democracy, it's not even, not paying taxes, not even stealing from the government. It's stealing from the other people. Because the pshat is like a shutvis. It's like a shutvis. The pshat is, how do I get the municipal government pays for water, water purification, and garbage pickup. The state pays for state roads and police and whatever, and the federal government pays for army and all these things. So how are we doing that? We're all getting it, and we're all pooling the money and buying the stuff. So if I'm not sinful, forget the government. The government's just pooling our money together. So in a democracy, he wants to tie in that it's stealing from each other, it's from another person.
It's only going to affect the deficit. It's not going to affect anyone's pocket.
That's not true, because they may need to charge more taxes. And
they may, but it's not because of my $10,000. That's because we have $50 billion left. So I have to pay taxes. I didn't pay $10,000, I'm not going to pay a
bigger
budget.
No, you could say about anything, I'm saying, but...
My not giving the money is not taking any money out of your pocket, whether I give it or whether or not.
Fine, I'm not saying this is an accepted svara. It's just, it's taking the svara of the democracy to the real extent. Right? I saw, just 1 second, I don't want to theorize what we were saying. So I saw in a tshuva from Rav Nosson Gitzdetner, the Lohiris Nosson. See, Mamash said a very similar thing, that in a democracy, it's all the people. It's posh that everyone holds like the Ran. He doesn't say this other step that it's like stealing from the other people, but he says a father here. Everyone has to agree that since they're just representing the need of the people, it's posh that it's going to be that you have to follow it, and everyone agrees. Even the Ran would agree nowadays that the Ikar Svar is like the Rashbam.
You wouldn't take that next step and say that there's no Yerusha, Yerusha Sabas with
no. No, because it's still Medina Din Machusa.
No, it wouldn't be Medina. It's a partnership.
No,
10 people go into a partnership.
It doesn't make a difference.
We're going to go bust.
No, so I'm not saying, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he would say that. Maybe Rav Shechter would say that. But I'm saying the pashtus is that we're just going with the Ran's, with the Rashbam's Dina Damachus. Okay, so getting back to us, and then I'll take all the questions. I'm going to I want to end the shiur so that people don't have the questions, don't have to stay later. So getting back to us is that, so we have a machloikas over here between the Ramah and the Mechaber, whether taxes is geneva or not geneva. So l'chora, it depends on this. If you say it's not geneva, the reason is they decided to pay to get your taxes, to make you pay taxes, and memelo is a chiv to pay tax, and it's a new chayv, you don't have to pay it. But if you go with the, if you understand, and this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, the pshat and the mechaber is because you're getting services, like you said. You're getting services from the government, even without the Ran. The Ran's like more. Your mom is stealing the right to live there. But you're getting services from the government. Of course. Right? They're giving you services. Maybe they weren't like, they didn't pick up your garbage in the olden days. I don't know. But nowadays, you're getting services from the government. You're getting garbage pickup. You're getting water purification. You're getting whatever it is that you're getting from the government. Security. So therefore, security, army, whatever. So, according to that, it's not afkasalva. It's like we said, you can't go into the store and buy the item and then say, oh, now it's mine. I don't have to pay afkasalva. That you took it without paying. That's geneva. So, mimel zok to Shulchan Aruch Rav. So, zok to Shulchan Aruch Rav that the reason it's considered geneva in the mechaber is because you're getting services from the government. And therefore, since you're getting services, you're still, it's geneva on the services. And Mimela, it's taka geneva, and that's the shita of the mechaber. The Ramah holds, no, it's not like that. It's just we accept it upon ourselves, and it's not one for the other. And Dr. Ramah, it's afka sava. Maybe everyone would agree nowadays. It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say so far. But the point is, that's the pshat in the mechaber, at least.
That the didn't get any social services.
So as I'm saying, that I threw under my breath that maybe even the Ramah would agree nowadays, because maybe you are getting it. But I don't know. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying is that that's pshat in the mechaber, so... Somebody's in there. I'm arguing on that then.
But again, they had the social service of not getting killed. They had a army. But as Mana said, we have actual social services.
Right.
Surprise. Every person would do the same thing. Schooling. To make more money, you should pay more to be protected by the army.
Okay. So now there is Dina de Machusa. Is one of the clauses. Dina de Machusa is has to be a fair tax. So the question is, what's considered a fair tax? Is it fair to make more people, to make people, wealthier people pay more? So the armor curse, that's fair.
That's part of the shift.
But it could be only if they're paying the same percentage. Meaning everyone is paying 10%, just the people that have more money, the 10% for them is bigger, that's for sure considered fair. But to make the richer people pay 50% and the poor people pay 10%, it could be that that's a pickbook on that. Well, the pashtus is... Right. So Kipshuta is considered fair. Once it's considered fair, Din Machusa, according to Mechaber, will be Geneva, according... Now, quick announcement. I'm not sure, but keep your eyes out for the schedule in the next 2 weeks. Next week, I don't think I can be here, but I'm going to see if I can arrange for someone to give maybe an overview, a background on the whole shiur and the whole topic. I don't know. And the next week is Hanukkah. Maybe we will learn a sugya in Hanukkah, whatever.
That's an idea.
The next topic we're going to start... Since we did the Machusa, I think the segue into that is the it's another controversial topic. People is the whole topic of arkois, of what you can take to court, what you can't take to court, and going to Beis Din, the chief to go to Beis Din versus going to court or whatever. So the topic is not controversial. It's simanim in Shulchan Aruch, but that's going to be the next topic. Mitzvah Hashem.